back inside Northern Heights High School, taking Jeroen Michael Deeker as we start the second half of action in our girls' half of the area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM. 21-11, the lead for Chase County over Northern Heights, as the Lady Cats will have it to start the first, or the second half, I should say. The five on the floor for Northern Heights. It'll be Addie Hendricks, Brianna Pierce, Addison Langren, Kaylin Schlimme, and Tegan Hines. Five starters back on the floor for Chase County. Francis DeLong, Wilson, Hinkson, and Hatcher. Tegan Hines tries to go up and under on the layup attempt under the basket. It's no good. Rebound won by Northern Heights. Goes up to Francis. She fires a three. It's no good. Gets her own rebound. Now has it left wing. Goes to Kaylin Schlimme in the left corner. Schlimme back to Pierce. Back to Schlimme on the left side. Northern Heights now going left to right as we see the action. Pass goes up to Brianna Pierce, who sinks the three. And just like that, Northern Heights coming out with a little bit of intensity. 21-14. Down low, Hattie Hatcher gets it. Has her first shot rejected, gets her own rebound, and then the putback is good off the glass. So answer to Northern Heights. The lead now at 9. 23-14, Chase County, as Langren lets go of three and sinks that one.
Two.
Up.
Foot was on the line again.
Foot was on the line. She still has a three on the night. Now 5 points in the ball game. 23-16. Lead now down to 7 after being as high as 15 at one point. 6.5 remaining in this third quarter. Chase County still with the lead. Francis, bounce pass, right block. Goes to Hatcher, has her shot altered. Rebound put back by Hinkson is good. That's Lily Hinkson's first points of the ball game. The lead back to 9, 25-16, Chase County. And we're going to get a turnover on Northern Heights as Kaylin Schlimme started her drive a little before she started her dribble. Travel will be the call.
A little bunny hop right there.
Yeah, a little bunny hop. It's not Easter yet. 6 minutes remaining in this third quarter. Chase County still leading it, 25-16. The Lady Bulldogs on the attack. Madeline Wilson, jumper from the right block. Good. Wilson with 12 points on the night, 27-16. And now the lead to 11. And we're going to get a travel again on Northern Heights as Brianna Pierce lost her balance, tried to get it back and took a step. Full timeout will be taken by head coach Bob Blair. We'll take a 30-second breather. 5:42 remaining in the third quarter, 27-16 the lead for Chase County over Northern Heights. See what Coach Bob Blair can draw up out of the timeout. We're back at 30 here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on their journey to success. Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of Chase County communities, Go Bulldogs, and Kansas Graphics of Cottonwood Falls. Under new ownership, full-color banners and printing, T-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legend signage, wide print formatting, and more.
Chase County and Northern Heights cheer teams trying to get their sides of the court fired up here as it's a 27-16 lead for Chase County over Northern Heights. 5:42 remaining in the third quarter. Tegan Trahoon, joined, of course, by the one and only Michael Deeker here on the area game of the week as Coach Bob Blair liked the start, didn't like the way it was turning here for his team after knocking down a three followed by a timely two and then having some unforced turnovers and just kind of stumbling a little bit. See what he decided to maybe alter here.
Yeah, they do have some girls in foul trouble, but they haven't really been aggressive down low defensively. That's allowed three easy buckets for Chase County to begin the half.
Leah Francis leading the charge for Chase County. Nice bounce pass baseline under the basket, up and in goes Hattie Hatcher. Hatcher with 6 on the night now off the feed from Lily Hinkson.
Chase County continues to exploit that.
Left wing, Schlimme picks up her dribble. Drives in, goes to Pierce at the top of the key. Pierce circles around inside the arc. Right wing, no good on the 18-foot jumper. It's taken away by Madeline Wilson. On her way to a monster night with 12 points. Under 5 to go in the third. Foul line. Hatcher has it. Bounce pass under the basket. Up and in goes Lily Hinkson. Hinkson came into this third quarter scoreless, now has 4.
5 for 5. Or 5 consecutive made shots by Chase County here in to begin the second half.
Lead out to 15, 31-16 as another takeaway on the other end. As Hinkson dribbles it off her own foot. And we get a tie-up on the floor for the loose ball. For Chase County, it was Hinkson, Pierce for Northern Heights. As back into the lineup come Delgado and White for Northern Heights, taking a seat will be Langren and Henricks. McKenna Delgado has 2 points on the night for Northern Heights as off the inbounds, over the top goes Hattie Hatcher. Tegan Hines collects the board for Northern Heights. Coach Amber Roush not too happy with that one.
That should have been another gimme for Chase County.
I hope she didn't hear me say that. Schlimme, top of the key, foul line to Tegan Hines, leaves it short. Rebound won by Northern Heights to Delgado. Left block, jumper no good. And the ball will go off the hands of Lily Hinkson and out of bounds. So it'll stay with Northern Heights.
Yeah, unique broadcasting situation here in Northern Heights. Right on top of the court, just to the left of the scores table.
Inbound, up in it. Well, not in, actually. Goes Schlimme, misses the first shot, gets her own rebound, tries to put it back. It's short again. The rebound will go to Leah Francis for Chase County, who will dribble it off her own foot out of bounds. So a turnover to Northern Heights. Both teams speeding up a little bit here with 3:56 remaining in the third quarter. Chase County out to a 15-point lead, 31-16. Largest of the night thus far. Kylie White, top of the key, goes to Brianna Pierce. Pierce lets go a three, hits the rim, and that's all. Untouched, it'll go out of bounds. Turnover to Chase County, or I should say rebound to Chase County, as Leah Francis will inbound it to Madeline Wilson in the backcourt. Back to Francis. Francis to set the offense here. Has Wilson to the right side. Goes left side to Hinkson. Now foul line to Hatcher. Up top to Wilson. Wilson hands off left corner to DeLong. Back up top now to Francis. Baseline goes Lily Hinkson. Gives it to Hatcher. And Hatcher will be called for the 3-second violation in the lane. Tried to get the pass off. She was being harassed by a swarm of Lady Cats and didn't realize how long she was in there. Good pressure by Northern Heights. Brianna Pierce leads it up the way. Goes to Kylie White at the top for Northern Heights. Left block, Delgado. Delgado goes now to Schlimme. Thought about a three from the left wing. Won't take it. She'll dribble inside, and the ball will go into the backcourt. It'll be an over and back. 3:05 remaining in the third quarter as Leah Francis gets sent to inbound from right in front of us. Oh, nope, they're going to move her down to the baseline, actually. I can see Maya Dorsey noticing that we are on the air. It's okay, Maya. We've said your name on the air a few times. Left wing three is no good by Leah Francis. Ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by Northern Heights. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. They're going to call a foul.
They didn't like the box out there by Tegan Hines.
No, they did not.
They're going to call her on it. That's going to be her, I believe, her first. I thought she picked one up in the first half.
She did not. She was the only starter, aside from Addie Henricks, who did not pick up a foul in that first quarter, or first half, I should say. Inbound, Francis to DeLong. Back to Francis. Now to Madeline Wilson, who fires a three, but not before she takes a few extra steps. 31-16, still the lead for Chase County. 2:55 remaining in the third quarter. Northern Heights came out with some ferocity here in this third quarter, knocking down their first two shots and then haven't hit anything since. Langren, left wing to Schlimme, to Pierce, right wing, long two is no good, rolls over the top. Hatcher gets the rebound and tried to feed it to Hinkson, who wasn't looking. It's taken away by Pierce. She fires up a jumper from the right block. It's no good, and we get a tie-up for the loose ball on the floor. Possession arrow will stay with Northern Heights. A lot of loose balls on the floor thus far tonight as a couple of tie-ups between these two teams. Right corner, it goes to Langren, who almost loses it out of bounds, and then Tegan Hines will take it at the right wing and get fouled. at the elbow. See who it is. That's going to be on Leia Francis. Just her first. Team's first in the second half. Chase County only had four fouls in that first half. Schlimmy to Pierce. Left wing three. Rolls around and falls through. Brianna Pierce with 6 points now. All coming from beyond the arc here in this third quarter. 2:13 remaining in the third. It's 31-19. Ball knocked down by Addison Langren. Goes the length of the court and will be fouled by Lily Hinkson. No, actually they're going to say it just went out of bounds. The whistle came right when the contact was made. I thought that was a whistle for a foul. It will not be.
Yeah, excellent job there by Hinkson to hustle back and get a clean block on that layup attempt.
Inbound goes to Schlimmy. She overshoots the 5-foot jumper from point blank range. Rebound will be taken away by Madeline Wilson, wasting no time. Goes end to end. It can't finish on the left side layup. The rebound will be won by Tegan Hines. Hines hands off to Pierce, who seems to have the hot hand here in the third quarter. 1:45 remaining in the third. Hines over the top of the defense. No good on the 5-footer. Ball free, won by Lily Hinkson. Hinkson will hand off to DeLong, who will give it to Francis, and Francis will take her time, bringing it up across half court with 90 seconds remaining in the third. We'll get a timeout by Coach Amber Roush. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a 30-second breather. 31-19 the lead for Chase County over Northern Heights. See what both teams draw up here with 90 seconds to go in the third. On
Area High School Basketball, brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
31-19, the lead for Chase County over Northern Heights out of the full timeout by Coach Amber Roush of Chase County. Wanted to talk some things over with her girls. Didn't like the pace of play, I suppose.
Well, I don't know if she's got the deepest of benches either, especially, you know, she mentioned that she was without one of her players tonight. I believe Avery Beyer out with a hamstring injury. So whenever you can get a timeout, you don't want to use them or lose them, so just good job there by Roush to get her girls a breather.
Hatcher in the lane, trying to leave it for Hinkson on the left side, and it goes off her foot and out of bounds. So a little bit of a stumble there out of the timeout for Chase County as it's a turnover to Northern Heights. Brianna Pierce brings it up the way. Right wing to Tegan Hines. Hines looking for an open teammate. She'll go baseline. Throws it under the basket to Schlimmy, who overshoots the shot. And that's been her story all night. Schlimmy just can't seem to kind of get the distance figured out. Foul line jumper good by Madeline Wilson with under 60 to go here in the third quarter. Wilson now with 14 points. Left side, Schlimmy thought about a three. She won't take it. Now goes to Pierce, who fires a three over the top. No good. Rebound collected on the baseline by Madeline Wilson. 30 seconds remaining in the third. 33-19 the lead for Chase County. Leah Francis has it. Top of the key goes left side to Hinkson. Almost fouled by Addie Langren, and then she'll actually take an extra step. So good pressure there by Northern Heights. As seemed like Langren's intentions paid off. Out of the lineup for Northern Heights comes Delgado. Back in comes Addie Henricks. Henricks, one of only two starters for Northern Heights with no fouls on the night. All right, take that back. The only starter with no fouls on the night, as Tegan Heinrichs did pick one up earlier here in the third. 15 seconds. Heinrichs under the basket, overshoots the gimme shot off a great feed by Schlimmy.
Hines.
The feed came from Schlimmy to Hines.
There you go.
That's what I said. Was it not?
Right.
We're having fun here. Schlimmy has it at the foul line, right side to Pierce. Pierce lets go at three, and she knocks it down. Her third made three of this third quarter.
Foot
that will
was
do
on
it.
The line again. Only a two.
Long range shot nonetheless. 33-21 is the lead for Chase County as we head to the fourth and final quarter of action. We're back in 60 seconds here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, Land Agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And Van Gundy Farms, your area Hogemeyer seed dealer, serving the greater Lyon County area, proud sponsors of all area athletes.
The lead at 12 for Chase County over Northern Heights, 33-21, has been as high as 19 tonight for Lady Bulldogs, who have yet to trail in this ball game. They have it to start the fourth and final quarter. Leah Francis has it towards half court. Skips it left side of the floor to Lily Hinkson. Now to Madeline Wilson, almost mishandles it, gets it back, and she's going to get some contact from Kaylin Schlimme. Schlimme playing that one a little too close to the chest, as that will be Schlimme's third foul on the evening, second for Northern Heights of this second half. Baseline inbounds coming from Leah Francis. She'll go left side to DeLong, back to Francis, left block. Has her shot altered by Tegan Hines. Now to Brianna Pierce. Crossed half court. She matches up with Francis. Pierce had two threes in that third quarter. As Tegan Hines gets it right block, overshoots the rim. That's, again, kind of been the story for those gimme shots for Coach Bob Blair's team tonight.
Much in part to Chase County's defense, that pressure that they've been applying on the ball in every shot has really affected Northern Heights tonight.
Hattie Hatcher got a great feed under the basket but can't hit the bunny. Rebound will go to Northern Heights after the putback. Addie Langren has it now for Northern Heights. Up top, back to Brianna Pierce. Pierce trying to find Schlimme on the left wing. It's knocked out of bounds by Madeline Wilson of Chase County. Wilson, the freshman, with a phenomenal night thus far, 14 points on the evening, leading all scorers. Hines has it, right block, has to give it away up top to Brianna Pierce. Pierce set for the three, didn't take it, goes to Addie Langren now, right wing, in the corner to Addie Hendricks. Back to Langren, left wing, now at the foul line to Schlimme, who massively overshoots it, but she gets tapped on the elbow in the process. So she'll go to the line for two with 6:36 remaining in this ball game. The foul will be registered against Lily Hinkson. That'll be just her first, team's second. Schlimme puts up the first, and it's good. Didn't look like it was going to fall, but made it work. Schlimme now with 7 points on the night. Puts up the second. High arching shot. Thinks about it, but falls through, and we get a timeout taken by Coach Bob Blair. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Well, Mike, it seems like Northern Heights is kind of hitting this stride where they start to find some confidence, but then they get sped up a little bit. What do they need to do to get on a hot streak and maintain it?
Well, just applying ball pressure on Chase County, because it seems like Chase County speeds themselves up tremendously whenever there's some ball pressure, and that can force some turnovers. They have forced 15 turnovers so far tonight.
Wow.
But they're going to have their post game make some shots. Obviously, it's been a disappointing night for Tegan Hines, unable to knock down those shots. Schlimme's now, I think, got seven points now after the made free throws. But she's doing everything they can to keep them in the contest.
Well, the big talking point, you just mentioned it, Tegan Hines, the 5'11 senior, scoreless tonight. Has not found the basket all night long, so give Chase County some credit there. Leah Francis will inbound it from baseline.
So Schlemmy should have eight because she made that second foul shot.
I have it on there.
Okay, there we go.
Don't know what you're talking about. DeLong is a little short on the five-foot jumper from the left side as Brianna Pierce collects the board with 6:20 remaining. Chase County only leading by 10 now. Tegan Hines looking to reel in a pass from Addie Henriggs, but it gets knocked out of bounds by Hattie Hatcher. So it'll stay with Northern Heights. Baseline inbounds coming. Goes to Hines. Foul line. Jumper. No good. Rebound goes to DeLong for Chase County. Was approaching six to go in the ball game. 10-point lead for Chase County. 33-23. It's been as high as 19 tonight. Madeline Wilson has it poked away by Tegan Hines at the top of the key. Gets it back. Now circles to the right wing. Nice screen set by Leah Francis. Takes the ball, has it taken away by Addison Langren. Langren pulls up, layup, no good. Rebound being fought for. Laying on top of it is Lily Hinks, and she gives it away. It's back to Langren on the right block. Northern Heights still with it. Brianna Pierce, top of the key, 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter as Langren and Hinkson will tie up for it. Lily Hinkson turning up the aggressiveness there for Chase County. As we will get the jump ball signal, it'll stay with Northern Heights. Addie Henriggs inbounds it left wing. Long two on the way. No good by Brianna Pierce. Still a 10-point differential here in favor of Chase County with 5:16 remaining. Northern Heights has got to knock down some shots and force some takeaways. Foul line, DeLong back up top now to Madeline Wilson. Wilson circling around to the left side of the floor. I think just trying to run some time out. Tegan Hines almost with a steal. And then a little bit of a hip check. That'll be Tegan's second. I should really just say Hines. That's just going to confuse people.
I like that foul there. Tegan Hines has not been all that aggressive in this ball game. When you're the five, when you're coming into the second half with no fouls, I mean, that's a good indication of how aggressive you're playing.
Leia Francis tries to split the defense, fires up a wild shot. Rebound goes to Tegan Hines. She goes end to end, overshoots the layup, collides with Lily Hinkson. No foul call, much to the ire of Coach Bob Blair. 4:40 remaining in the ball game. It's still a 10-point lead for Chase County.
You don't see that as a no call.
No, it usually goes one way or the other. It goes one way or the other 9 times out of 10. This being the one that it doesn't. Ball gets knocked out of bounds by Addison Langren on the Chase County end. Inbounding from in front of us here, Leah Francis. Gets it back now at the foul line. Bounce pass in the lane. Goes to Lily Hinkson. Baseline jumper good. Lily Hinkson with 6. Came into the second half scoreless. The lead now back out to 12. 35-23. 4:12 remaining. Tegan Hines fires a long two, hits side iron, goes out of bounds, and it goes back to Chase County. We're going to get a full timeout taken by Coach Bob Blair. If you're Coach Blair right now, Michael, what are you saying to your team as you've cut the lead to single digits before and you were close to doing it again, but probably 5 or 6 wasted trips down the stretch just isn't helping you?
Well, you know, they forced some turnovers, but I'm unable to convert on the opposite end off of those turnovers. So he's just saying, probably just saying, slow things down. Obviously, that was a forced shot there on that last possession by Hines. But in this second half, Northern Heights is only 2 out of 21 from inside the arc.
Wow.
Now, they have hit some outside shots going 2 out of 4. That has really helped them maintain this proximity. But things have kind of slowed down after the last 8 minutes of play, as Chase County has only scored 4 points in those last 8 minutes.
Well, let's talk about the turnover game here, too, because at the half, Northern Heights was narrowly leading that 10-9. Now, there are only 4 turnovers to Chase County's 9.
Chase County's 7.
That 2.
Yeah.
Look, so, I was trying to be impressive and do
that. They forced 7 Chase County turnovers here in the second half.
Yeah.
but obviously my doctor notes unable to be read by the one and only Tegan Trahoon.
No, just can't count. Tegan Hines steals the inbounds on the Chase County and fires up the right side jumper, and it's, again, no good. Hines can't buy a basket tonight. We're going to get a tie-up for the rebound. It'll stay with Chase County. Possession arrow on the Bulldogs' side. 4:02 remaining in the ballgame. 12-point lead for Chase County as Lily Hinkson brings it down the stretch. Left corner to Wilson. Left block now to DeLong. Gets trapped. Kicks it back up to the top of the left wing to Wilson. Back to DeLong in the left corner. Taking a swipe at it. It's Brianna Pierce. Back to Wilson, top of the key, being matched up with Tegan Hines. Now the handoff goes to Leah Francis, who comes circling in, goes right side, back up top now to DeLong in between the rings. 3.5 to go in the ball game, and we're going to get a foul called against Kaylin Schlimme. I guess Schlimme a little too close for comfort. That's her fourth. As you could probably hear there, the fourth team foul for Northern Heights here, as Schlemmy's still being pretty aggressive down low. Doesn't do much, though, as Wilson takes the feed from Hatcher and lays it in for two more right side jumper good. 16 points now for the freshman.
Now, we previewed that matchup before the game, Wilson and Hines, and obviously that has been the deciding factor here tonight. Wilson's hit nearly every shot she's thrown up.
Schlimme fires a wild shot from the foul line, and Wilson will streak in to grab the rebound. Chase County going back the other way, and Hines fouls Wilson. That one looked maybe like a little bit of a desperation there. She was trying to knock the ball free and got nothing but Wilson's arm.
I would describe it more as frustration.
I was going to say, but I didn't want to assume. Taking a seat will be McKenna Delgado. The five starters back on the floor here now for Northern Heights. It's Schlimme, Langren, Hendricks, and Hines, who manages to steal it away and will get called, will actually draw a foul. That's going to go against Madeline Wilson, her first.
Still doable here for Northern Heights, trailing teams by 14 with 2:45 to play, but they're going to have to make every possession count if they want to come back in this one.
Hines tries to go up with it, and she'll get pushed from behind. So she'll go to the line for two, a chance to get her first points of the ball game. See who that one is. That's going to be Wilson's second. So back-to-back fouls for the freshman, Madeline Wilson, her first two of the ball game. 2:39 remaining. Hines at the line, shooting two. Again, thus far held scoreless. Sets, puts up the first. It's good. Tegan Hines now in the score sheet. Cuts the lead to 13 with 2:39 remaining in the ballgame. Second shot on the way. Puts it up. Good.
They're going to apply full court pressure on the inbound.
Yes, they are. Madeline Wilson gets it in the backcourt. She gives it to Leah Francis, being trailed by Addie Langren. 2.5 remaining. Francis, near half court, taking a swipe at it was Langren. Needs to be careful not to draw a foul here. As up for the shot goes Francis. It gets rejected by Hines. Rebound goes to Wilson, who finishes from 5 feet out. Madeline Wilson approaching 20 on the night. It's 39-25, lead back to 14. And a steal on the opposite end. Chase County going down the other way. Leah Francis misses the right side layup. Ball free on the baseline. Still free in the lane now. Hines gets it. It gets poked free again. Now it's taken back by Brianna Pierce. Down the other way we go. Northern Heights with possession with a minute 53 to go. Addie Langren mishandles the pass from Pierce. Goes into the right corner to Addie Hendricks. Now down low to Tegan Hines. Goes up for the shot. Gets tagged on the wrist. I think this one's going to go against Wilson again, and it will. That is Wilson's third. Wilson entered the fourth quarter without a single foul, and she's picked up the last three in a row.
They really started feeding Hines a lot more in this fourth quarter, and Hines, you know, going up against Wilson, Wilson not giving a single inch to Hines, but Picking up some fouls in the process.
Yeah, that means she picks up a foul, and she will. Hines misses on the front end of two. Still one to go here. It's her first miss from the foul line. She is 2 of 3 thus far. 1:44 remaining in the ball game. Her team trailing 14, 39-25. Sorry. Puts up the second shot. That one hits the side and falls away. Madeline Wilson rebounds it and gives to Leah Francis with 1:40 to go in the ball game. And we're going to get a carry on Lily Hinkson after the screen set by Leah Francis.
No, I think he said that
she went over and back.
Yeah, she went across.
Oh.
So she had her feet in the opposite side, dribbled it back across when she had
Eagle view
feet
there.
The other side.
Tegan Hines has it right block, fires a desperation shot that's not even close. Rebound goes to Madeline Wilson, and she'll hand off to Leah Francis with 1:20 remaining. And if you're going to make a move, now's the time to do it, and that's not the move you want to make. Addison Langren will pick up her second foul of the night. 16 foul for Northern Heights. Inbound coming from in front of the Northern Heights section of the gymnasium by Leah Francis for Chase County. Right side with it, Hattie Hatcher. Goes to Francis in the right corner. She loses her handle, gets it back. Now being trapped on the right corner, we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Amber Roush. 30-second timeout. Nope, that's actually going to be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and just take a quick breather, get ourselves together. With 1:05 remaining, it is 39-25. We're back in 30 here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by All-Star Rental and U-Haul, north of Tyson on Highway 50 in Emporia. From their heavy equipment outside to their indoor showroom, they have everything you need for your do-it-yourself projects. By ASC Engineered Solutions ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And by Andy Siding, for siding, gutter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding, owned and operated out of Lebo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592.
1:05 remaining in this ball game. Chase County looking to hold on to their undefeated season. They've got a 14-point lead, so it's looking likely, but the pace of this game, we've seen a lot of shots in a short amount of time, so Northern Heights can still pull things off here. 39-25 again is the lead. As officials having a conversation with Coach Roush here, I think she wanted a foul call on something. I'm not sure what. They're explaining why she didn't get it. Baseline inbound from the right side of the basket coming from Francis. Under the basket to Hattie Hatcher, who gets fouled immediately. It'll be the 7th team foul for Northern Heights. See who they give it to. So 1-1 coming for Hatcher. That is on Brianna Pierce, her third of the ball game. And thus far, the only points to come in the fourth quarter for Northern Heights have been from the foul line. Hatcher puts up the front end of the 1-1. It's good. Hattie Hatcher now with 8 points. Sorry, 7 points on the night. Got ahead of myself.
Their first foul shot in the second half.
Puts up the second. No good. Wouldn't have mattered as we get a lane violation.
Did not hit the rim.
That
so
too.
Still works as such.
I'm trying. 60 seconds remaining in this ball game. Northern Heights with possession on the attack. Way over the rim goes Kaylin Schlimme on the three-point attempt. Rebound won by Northern Heights. Schlimme at the foul line with it. Goes around the defense. Has to kick it left side. Brianna Pierce fires a three. No good. Rims out. Gets her own rebound and gets tagged. In the process of shooting. Oh, there's an interesting stop that Pierce had as she went up to shoot and then just kind of froze. Was waiting for that foul call.
They're going to call it a shooting foul. I thought it was going to be
It was a shooting foul. Hmm. I think that's why she stopped her shot. She knew it was coming as she sinks the first of two. They're going to award that one. Well, I didn't see who they gave it to. Nonetheless, Pierce knocks down her first of two and the second. And she now has 10 points on the night as we will get a full timeout by Coach Bob Blair. His team trailing at 13, 40-27. Hey, you said it earlier. You got them. Use them. 43.4 remaining in the ball game. And, I don't want to say an exercise in futility by any stretch of the imagination, but Coach Blair trying to draw up some plans. I'm not sure if it's going to do much here.
No, I mean, your team's still trailing by 13, 43 seconds left on the clock.
I've seen miracles.
But he's trying to overcome a team that's most likely going to be 2-5 heading into the Christmas break.
Yep.
And he's taking every chance he can to have those teaching moments, coaching moments, to where he can improve on this record when they get into January, into February, in hopes of getting back to 500.
40-27 is the lead for Northern Heights out of the timeout by Coach Bob Blair after the two makes by Brianna Pierce. 43.4 seconds remaining. Leah Francis set to inbound it. Full court pressure still being applied by the Lady Bearcat, or the Lady Wildcats, sorry. In the backcourt with it now is Madeline Wilson, being followed closely by Tegan Hines, a little too closely as she reaches in and draws the foul. That's going to be Hines' fourth. Team's eighth. 1-1 coming here for Madeline Wilson, who only needs 2 points to hit 20, but that won't help her. She misses the front end. Rebound goes to Northern Heights. Brianna Pierce brings it up. Goes right side. Addie Henrich's three on the way is no good. Rebound put back by Schlimmy is good. And Kaylin Schlimmy's been looking for that shot from the left block all night. Finally gets it to fall. Schlimmy has 10. Pinkston for Chase County gives it to Wilson right side. 10 seconds remaining, and, well, Northern Heights not giving up here, but that's pretty much going to do it as Addison Langren will draw a foul with 4.7 remaining. Her team trailing by 11, 40-29. Going to the line for the 1-1 will be Leah Francis. And maybe Northern Heights just wanting the last word here. As they can force the miss and get the rebound, they could at least have a chance at a three-pointer. As Francis puts up the first, it's good. That's Leah Francis' first point of this second half. She had 5 coming in, now 6. See if she can make it 7. 41-29. Puts it up. Good. Addison Langren will inbound it with 4.7 remaining. They're going to let it roll. Brianna Pierce takes it. 1 second remaining. 3 will not get off in time. And that does it. Your final score, Chase County 42, Northern Heights 29. We'll take a quick break, come back, get into the Rich Door Company post-game show, get set for our boys' half the action. Get you final stats, and then at the half of the boys' game, we will talk with Victoria's head coach, Amber Roush. All that's coming up here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to